This episode is brought to you by Subreddit Surfing Live, Saturday, March the 9th. Comedy at the Carlson in Rochester, New York. Get your tickets now at carlsoncomedy.com. Join Vinny, Cardiff, and producer Jimmy, as well as a whole bunch of special guests. If you miss it, then you miss it. But I wouldn't miss it if I were you. carlsoncomedy.com.
Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, Cardiff?
Do you want to go subreddit surfing? I want to go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Because I want to go subreddit surfing with you. We talk to folks from different subreddits because sometimes we just don't get it. We explore all kinds of subreddits. Subscribe now or you will regret it. Do you wanna go subreddit surfing? I wanna go subreddit surfing. Grab your phone, let's go subreddit surfing. Cause I wanna go subreddit surfing with you. Vinny and Cardiff go subreddit surfing. Mondays at 8, we are subreddit surfing. 10 is too late for subreddit surfing. So be here now for subreddit surfing today. I'm back.
Welcome to another episode of Subreddit Surfing, everybody. Aloha, big kahunas. We got a good one lined up for you.
Mm-hmm.
My name
I
is
I like
Vinny.
That shit show last week.
The show last week was amazing. People
that
loved
was garbage.
It.
Hate it. That's no, why we took it all down. That's why you'll never be seen again. It's the last episode of Subreddit Surfing. It's been removed from the internet completely.
Removed from where? It's still up on the channel. If you could find it when we're done tonight, if you haven't seen it yet, you go back and watch it. Two keys on. It's
gone.
Amazing.
It's gone.
No, it's still there. Shut up.
Delete it.
Shut up. Why are you so jealous?
Because you had fun without me.
What the fuck?
Even the chat, they were having fun without me. It's not fair.
So much fun.
Why? Don't you love if me?
You have your opportunity to earn our love and respect back tonight.
Oh, I have to earn it now.
Yeah, you do.
Vinny, you have to earn it.
I do. Week
Goodbye.
In and week out. All right, Cardiff's gone, everybody. Hey, Jimmy. Welcome, our producer, Jimmy, everybody.
Hello.
All right, Cardiff's back. Are you done now?
I don't want to give up my 12% share of the show. I'll come back.
Why are all of my co-hosts so thin-skinned?
We don't get enough naps.
Apparently. Folks, thank you for tuning in tonight. Like I said, we have a good show for you. Our producer Jimmy down there has lined us up a couple guests to discuss r/MKUltra. We're going to jump right into it. But first, I want to give you guys a couple of updates on what's happening with our live show coming up March 9th, Cardiff.
It's literally weeks away now, Vinny.
It's real. It's a real thing that's going to happen right here in Rochester, New York. In the next room from where I sit right now, you and I will be taking the stage. Producer Jimmy will be to the side of the stage running things.
And four people will be watching us.
Those four people, all of them will be Dr. Steve.
Yes. Dr. Steve has bought all the tickets, so I hope he brings all his family members.
Yes. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited for it. What's going to be very fun is I think I would like to do the very first Am I the an Asshole contest live. So if you're coming to the live show and you think you're an asshole, do me a favor and shoot us an email, subredditsurfing@gmail.com. Tell me why. And we're going to bring you up there and we're going to give you a fantastic prize if you are voted the biggest asshole in the audience.
Vinny,
Cardiff?
I'm so glad we discussed this before the show and decided to bring it up now. That's a great idea.
I'm great at things sometimes.
You are.
So
I love that.
Also,
but hold on, Vinny.
Yeah.
If you are coming to the show and you don't have a great Am I the Asshole story, there's still time. Send us an email. We'll give you some advice on some things you could do to be an asshole. And then you'll have a story to tell. So either way, we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. Now, Cardiff, the other thing I want to remind everybody is our friend Trucker Andy and whatever his brother, twin brother Joe is calling himself these days, will be doing the All Apologies podcast
opening for us. Yes, we're the headliners.
I'll tell you what they're trying to do. Let me tell you who they're bringing in for their show. to try to pad it.
Are they taking Jimmy?
No, they can have Jimmy.
Oh,
I was going to say.
I'll trade him Jimmy right now.
No.
We don't even want anything back.
And I'll take Lucy Tightbox.
Right.
I'll trade Jimmy for Lucy Tightbox right now.
That's fucked.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
Tightbox versus Jimmy Loose Hole.
It's Glory Hole.
All right, Jimmy's back in.
All right, Jimmy Glory Hole. Fucking A.
I don't know about this Lucy Tightbox, but I know what Jimmy's going to put out. So.
Win a date with Jimmy the Lip.
Just his asshole. Just, you don't get the whole Jimmy. You just get the asshole.
Yeah. You can actually hold it in your hand like a fleshlight.
Oh, God.
Gummy Chainsaw made me the Anal Queen logo for a sticker, for a t-shirt. So maybe I'll just make a shirt for Jimmy for that night. Are you okay with being referred to as the Anal Queen, Jimmy?
Not really.
I don't think he likes that. No, I don't think we should call him that.
I don't think I really even asked. Let's just do it. I'm the boss.
Change your screen name. Go.
So who are they bringing?
Okay. So you ready for this?
I am.
A lot of people suspected that the subreddit that we are going to be doing that night is Dabblers Anonymous. Mm-hmm. You may touch on it. Mm-hmm. But who would do a better job discussing a certain person who canceled for the night after than the All Apologies podcast covering a massive apology from Mr. Stuttering John Melendez? But the special guests.
Wait, I don't believe John ever apologized for anything.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to find out about it.
All right, I can't wait.
And not only that, they're going to be joined by the Dream Team, producer Chris and Carl, for their segment. So that's going to be fun.
Is producer Chris's hair coming too?
No, I will not allow it in the building. It makes me too jealous.
It really is dreamy.
It's greasy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It looks like you can mop something with it, but you wouldn't want to.
That sounds amazing. Are we still going to force Carl to do a stand-up? We still got to write that?
Yep. Oh. Yep. That's your job.
All right. All right. So Carl's going to do 48 minutes of stand-up to start the show.
Please. I want you to basically transcribe Tom Myers Make America Innate Again.
No.
And give it to Carl to read.
I just have to do that. He would perform that with too much pride compared to what I'm going to write for him. So,
solid point. Solid point.
He would enjoy that too much. And of course, yes, the sounding demonstration by Jimmy to close out the show.
Obviously. Everybody's been asking for it.
Obviously. It's
true. They have.
And everybody in the audience gets to tap it with a metal spoon.
Ah,
gets it in.
No.
Tap it.
God. Oh, we're too good to Jimmy sometimes.
Subreddit surfing. We're going to go subreddit surfing today. Ding. You sing the song and then you tap the sounder.
For every. And everyone gets a shot. Everyone gets a shot.
Also,
the more tickets we sell, the more times Jimmy's sounding rod gets sounded. So buy your tickets now at carlsoncomedy.com.
Yep, ring the bell. That's what I do every time a ticket sell.
that's gonna be ringing right through your insides, Jimmy. You're gonna feel that sound.
Looking forward.
I'm gonna recommend you put a bucket under him. Just in case.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So everybody, put on your Foreigner, start rocking out to Rochester's Finest, mm-hmm. and just get ready for a good old weekend we're gonna have here at the Carlson. And I'll tell you what else, Cardiff. I've been working with our boy Troy Smith at Troy Smith on Instagram. Mm-hmm. A great artist, done amazing stuff for us in the past on the poster that everybody who's coming to the show gets.
Mm-hmm.
We get a poster, and because everyone who comes is a VIP, we're going to hang out and sign them. There's no separate tickets or any of that nonsense. Everybody who comes, we're all going to hang out and have a fun night together. So, carlsoncomedy.com for tickets. And now, Cardiff.
Vinny.
Let's jump into a subreddit. What do you say, pal?
I'm kind of scared. I say no. I say we just banter. It works for Carl.
It doesn't work for Carl.
Well, I'm scared of this topic.
Fuck.
Did something just fly in front of your face?
Yes, a flying cockroach just flew through here. No, it was not a fucking cockroach.
I saw that. That's a good camera you got.
I know.
Oh, so yeah,
this looks beautiful, kids.
this subreddit is it's a rabbit hole for sure.
Yes.
It's definitely a, and there's, and it, well, I shouldn't say it's not a rabbit hole. It's an ant farm because there's so many different tunnels that this goes down. So we're talking about MK Ultra.
Now, folks, one of the things that we have noticed about this page, and we're taking this very seriously tonight, a lot of people are very scared about talking about it. So it's kind of amazing that people have decided to come on and talk and be guests tonight. Some people, Jimmy, as you told us, some people were about to do it and then backed out last minute because they were afraid.
Yep. Numerous people I talked to.
I mean, it's interesting. Basically, folks, Cardiff, we have a video queued up that we can watch that'll talk a little bit about the origins of what MK Ultra is.
Well, maybe before that, we'll just kind of give what we've picked up so far just as an intro, because I think that's more, because MK Ultra, the way I originally looked at it, was a CIA program, right? But it's right. Branched off, and so it's a CIA program undertaken to basically drug people to control their mind, to interrogate, use torture, use drugs, use whatever they could to get somebody to do what they wanted them to do. Essentially, mind control.
Correct.
Yes.
It was using whatever means necessary to mentally manipulate to get the result that you wanted. And basically, the government's trying to figure out how to control brains. Yes. When it hit up a super chat, Delco, Chris, thanks for the $9.99. He says VWO.
Oh, I have a sound for that.
It's about time, God damn it.
I have a sound for that.
that's not... That's
what I hear when I hear it. Think Vinny World Order.
How come, by the way, how come Carl's got 900,000 of those? He's got a producer Chris World Order. There's a Blind Mike World Order. There's a Cardiff Electric Order. There's a Tukey World Order. World Order.
P-P-P-P Potato World Order. P-W-O.
Stop playing diarrhea sounds. I just told you to stop with the diarrhea sounds. That's all I heard then.
Does Vinny want a world order?
Why can't I have a world order?
I know the guy. Maybe we shouldn't be joking about world orders tonight.
Yeah.
No, you know, I don't want to copy everybody else.
Yeah, you're definitely original. You're the first fat funny guy. Yeah, you're all original. Chris Farley.
You think I'm funny? You think I'm funny? Tell me more.
No.
Fuck you, Cardiff. No, my world order, we're the wolf pack, man. Yeah. We're the Vin pack.
But yeah, so this started as a program, a thing. It was exposed in the 70s. The documents came out. It was shut down. But then where this subreddit takes from that point is, well, this isn't shut down. And it's still going on. It's being, you know, things that were learned, treatments that were developed are still being used today to control celebrities, to control the general population, to control other government. Like, it's random people. Like, this got, it goes in so many different directions once you get in. So again, I'm looking forward to our guests, because I know we could talk to 30 people and we're going to get 30 different perspectives and stories and even angles on it, right? Like, people are looking at this in very different ways.
Well, the history is fascinating. Not only is the history fascinating, like you said, the twists and the turns up to present day, we're going to hit a little bit on some of that at the end of the show tonight. But why would we think that it would just end, would be my question out of the gate. Like, you know, they said that they shut it down in what, 1973? Mm-hmm. Is when they said that this whole thing ended. But would the need for them or the want for them to, you know, control people's brains still be there? It wouldn't change, right?
I the desire at least wouldn't change, but yeah, I guess the,
I mean, it's the government. They could do what they want to do, man.
I mean, figure it out.
I mean, they're like, we'll figure out, or somebody else will figure it out. That's why I think the government does such, like, stuff that we would consider evil, It's because, fuck, if we don't know how to do this first, bad people are going to figure it out.
Yeah, it's like the first thing I started thinking with when I started reading about this is like the Bourne identity, the Jason Bourne movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? That's the first
thing. More like the Manchurian Candidate, but okay. Yeah.
No, no, but that's where I went to. I went to the Bourne where they're controlling people and making these soup. Like, that's where I think it would be now is the super soldiers and the super spies and assassins, things like that, right? But yeah, but obviously, yeah, the Manchurian Candidate, we put, but there's posts in here going into like how social media is now the new MK Ultra and how the algorithms are grooming us and it's another one of those. And every time we do a conspiracy, not every time we do a conspiracy, but a lot of times we do conspiracy ones, and there's enough, the government gives these people enough reality to justify absolutely everything now, right? Like, there's enough truth to the, it's almost like Alex Jones is right 9% of the time, but that 9% gives him latitude
to gaslight everybody.
Yes, to just go get everything. But and it gives you good enough point, of a, he could be right.
Yeah, like, good point. It's a really good point. You know, when you it's basically what's that old strategy, throw everything at him. Just throw it all up there and let them figure it out. Yep. And I feel like that's what these people on this subreddit are trying to get across about this program. Now, there are stories going back to this, obviously the 50s when this program started, about college campuses and human subjects. So there's a lot of history to this. And Jimmy pulled a video that I think we're going to start with tonight that tells a little bit about the history. Does that sound okay to you, Cardiff?
Give me 5 minutes. I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, before I hit play, I just realized we are backed up on Super Chat. So let's hit it real fast. Hunter Duke, thanks for the $4.99.
Thank you, Hunter Duke.
Goodness, the potato is back. We were all really concerned about you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't look concerned. Neither one of you two, Jimmy. Oh, Tukey.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Cardiff's on his Las Vegas vacation. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I figured you guys would just, you know, talk about me for an hour and a half.
No. Go back to your nap. Ooh, JT, right, thanks for the downline. Cardiff, you owe me pizza on 39 Rochester Mission. JT's going to be there. Hunter Duke's,
I would love to. JT will be there, and I would love to, JT. Unfortunately, pizza's in rare supply when Vinny's in town, so it'll be tough.
I might leave some laying around for you.
I'll bring some from home. I'll bring some DiGiorno from home.
I'll find it. I'll find it, motherfucker. Colin Madden, thanks for the $5. Cardiff Karaoke requests Digging the Grave by Faith No More.
Oh, that's...
What
that's,
say you?
I would like to. I don't know if I could even get close, but I'll try. I might try, Colin Madden. Send me a DM, Colin, because I'll forget as soon as the show's over.
I love the Rocky picture with the guitar. That's
with ridiculous. With the like BC Rich bass. It's perfect.
Tony from Hack the Movie showed up at the Philadelphia live show wearing that tracksuit.
It's good.
Chris Popke, thanks for the $2 Canadian and Stuttering John is Mama Fatale.
We have the best chat.
For Jimmy, no 33 Canadian cents for Cardiff. You got it. James Gardner, $4.99. Acid is fun for the whole family. Yeah. Well,
that was one of the drugs that they were experimenting with.
Unfortunately, we're talking about the Manson family.
Oh,
Say No More, Canadian $5. Thank you very much.
Fucking Canadians.
Look at this nut. Look at this.
Get out of here.
There's a real kindness and quick humor that you all have. You guys are the best. For you, Vinny, VWO. Thank you, Say No More. That's very kind.
Oh, he really meant more me, though, obviously.
There it is. The Moonhead World Order.
Moonhead World Order. MWO.
I want to get a Moonhead t-shirt. I really do. Just for me, though. I don't want to sell them. That'd be hack. Vinny, you're a star. Cardiff, you're a good spud. Thank you, Danny.
No, I want you to sell them, and I want you to show John the house that you bought with the Moonhead shirts.
Moonhead, he bought a brand new house, and John's dead in the streets. Jeff Spangler. Hey, Jeff. Check out the Tom O'Neill book, Chaos.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about Chaos, Jimmy. Oh, yeah. Why do I want to check it out?
I think he gets into a lot of Manson in connection with the MKUltra, I believe. Well, actually, MKUltra in general, but I know he touches on Manson a lot.
Got it. Yikes. Ooh. That ain't right. That ain't
right.
Ah, that ain't right either. Let's try this again. Hey there.
Is a professional broadcast.
StreamYard is such a piece of shit that it drives me crazy. But here we go. This is a video from 1979. Someone taped this off of television and put it on YouTube. We're going to watch about a minute of it. It's called Mission Mind Control, if you want to watch the whole thing.
We are not professing to tell you the complete story of these activities. We are professing to tell you the complete story that we know.
Right.
But these records that we've uncovered don't tell the story. They tell pieces of it.
This is a story that has been told in bits and pieces. This is an attempt to pull most of it together. We know we don't have the full story. We do, however, have some striking new revelations and insights. The story begins here, just off the nation's front yard, the Mall. The buildings behind me were the headquarters for the World War II Office of Strategic Services. It was here that the first halting steps toward mind control began. The shaper and molder of OSS was General Wild Bill Donovan. He said of his...
All right, I've heard of this guy. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That is the most accurate name for a guy who started this project ever. Wild Bill. Wild Bill's the guy who decided to drug the college students to see if we can make them do what we needed them to do. That was Wild Bill's idea, it was.
You got need he's someone like, to blame.
Well, he's like a fucking... Look at him. That guy looks as crazy as Scrooge McDuck. Look at that motherfucker.
Yeah, like if you were casting.
We were not
afraid
to try things that were never done before. In this anything-goes atmosphere, Donovan appointed this man, Stanley Lovell, a Boston industrialist, to break new ground in many scientific and technical fields. Donovan called Lovell his Dr. Moriarty, after the fiendish professor in Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. Now, what does that tell you, Cardiff? We got Wild Bill and Dr. Moriarty in charge of a program on controlling minds funded by the United States government in
originating,
the early 50s.
Originating from Nazi Germany.
Oof. Holy shit. I like our government for trying, though.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, I'd like to say that, you know, we live in times that are better than that now, but no, I don't think we are.
Cardiff, we live in a world right now where literal a fucking mind control app is on everybody's phone. Okay? A million apps on your phone are designed specifically to be addictive to your brain. Okay? We live in that society.
Give you little endorphin hits all throughout
little
the day.
Little tiny. There's your Instagram likes. Oh, a new TikTok video. Flip to the next one. Flip to the next one. Flip to the next one. Flip to the next one until your goddamn thumb falls off.
Have you done it? Where you're sitting, you're trying to watch a movie and you just can't. You're just scrolling through your phone for no reason.
Yes.
Just can't pay attention to anything else. Just flip, flip, flip. Yes. Yeah.
But I don't blame the phone for that. I blame my wife's movie choices.
Well. There was a time where we even all screamed. Like, there's no way we would put cameras and microphones in our home that people can listen into. And now
there's
we all
microphones inside of your television.
Yes, and cameras inside our phone. We bring a camera and a microphone inside our house every single day. That
you bring a camera into the bathroom with you all the time.
How else am I going to jerk off?
Oh God,
that's a good point. Put your thumb over the lens at least.
No, literally, I take a camera. I take pictures of myself, and then I
got it.
Very handsome.
Yeah, Carter.
And you want to find out how handsome I am? I'm ready to pull the mask off March the 9th.
No, you're not.
Subreddit surfing live. Shut up. I'm trying to sell tickets. The idiots won't know.
hold on, stupid. I was going to play it up and try to talk you out of it, and you keep going with it, and then we create a whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that. Go with that one.
Cardiff, I will pin your shoulders to the mat, and I will take off your mask, son, on Saturday, March 9th.
Vinny.
I had to change because I gave away the plan.
No, no one knows. Wait, yeah, you fucked that up. I did. That's on you. Continue with MK Ultra, please.
Yes, sir.
Lovell liked the name and posed for the Saturday Evening Post photo. He later wrote of his OSS job that it was, quote, to stimulate the Peck's bad boy beneath the surface of every American scientist and to say to him, throw all of your normal law-abiding concepts out of the window. Here's a chance to raise merry hell. It was in this atmosphere that the search for mind control began. This bizarre man would be an active participant in that search over the next two decades.
All right. Well, Wild Bill Donovan sounds like a problem, guys. Sounds like a problem. Now, what we've learned so far is this program existed. It is not something that has been denied by the government. They've admitted it. They've released things. There's a lot of the story out there, but we don't know everything. I'd like to...
Remember, they released things in 1973 almost like to say, all right, we're done now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's over.
That's what happens, though. They'll say it's over, then they rebrand it as something else. This has, like, eight different names. Like,
yeah. So first this one's done. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
We got everything we need from there. Let's... Yeah, and it's... Anyway, sorry, Vinny. I interrupted you as
oh, no. I was going to bring on our first guest, but I'm going to hit up the Super Chat real fast. Say no more. Thanks for the $5 Canadian. Vinny Cardiff, last moment, you guys were glad there was no live camera in your home. I'll tell you when I was glad. The other day, I was being a real cranky jerk around my house, right? And I was doing this live. I was just being really cranky, and my wife tripped over my mandolin, and she told me I needed to take a nap. I am thrilled there was no camera there for that. That would have been humiliating. I would have been off the internet.
That would have been horrible. I'm honestly just glad I didn't grow up in the... I wasn't a teenager in the age of cell phones and social media, because I wouldn't have survived it. I'm barely surviving it now. What?
I had a cell phone my senior year, but the internet was ground floor.
Yeah, yeah. Like I had cell phones, but we didn't have social media. We weren't streaming videos and TikToks and shit, right? So
right.
I could call and push a whole bunch of buttons to send an SMS message, but I would have destroyed my life, I'm sure. But we were backing up on guests now. So we have our first guest ready to go, and we have our second guest just getting in. We're going to get to both of you. So please, Jimmy, stick around.
We do want
to
talk first about today.
First would be Mindfucked
479.
479.
Hi, Mindfucked 479. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, that was so creepy what just happened, because as you said, Mindfucked, the other guest looked in the backstage at Mindfucked. That was really strange what happened back there. But hey, welcome to the show. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Vinny. This is Cardiff, and that's Jimmy, who you spoke with before. Thank you for taking the time to join us tonight to talk about r/MKUltra. Could you tell us a little bit about your experiences with this page? What drew you to it?
I have very little experience with the page. Usually when I go there, it's to help people deal with it.
Interesting. So what brought you into that?
Or to eliminate some of the bullshit that's inside of it. I'm sorry, am I allowed to cuss on this?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
We just don't call it cuss.
There's a lot of bullshit on there as well. So I'm trying to actually clear out some of the crap, help people. There's a lot of, I don't know if they're AI-generated stuff, but they repeat a lot of the same shit that goes through there.
Okay, but what got you to go to that subreddit to start helping people? What's your connection to MKUltra?
This is a long story, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to sum it up. I am not under MK. I do not have direct experience with it. Mm-hmm. The person I am connected to is under MK, and I have been helping him try and get out of it. He is in the military, and that is about all I'm gonna talk about related to him.
No problem. We won't ask you any questions about him, but that is the relationship that you have there has inspired you to research more about it. Is that fair to say?
Is much more to it. This is a spiritual journey. Okay, so MKUltra is more than just mind control. You have psychological warfare, spiritual warfare, intellectual warfare. It's even biological warfare. It is all wrapped up in one giant fucking ordeal. Okay?
Okay.
So they use demonology in MKUltra. That's one of the things that they use when they create altars.
Okay, so sorry, who's they? They
infiltrate every fucking thing. They are everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not just the CIA. Like your intro, where it started, that's not where it started. Not even close.
So where do you feel
that's where that might be where it started in the US to an extent. Like Operation Paperclip after World War II, when they brought over Nazi and Gestapo scientists, they're the ones that were really... Moon,
right?
Say that again?
That's how we got to the moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I like where she's going.
Okay.
I have a feeling you answer a lot of questions with maybe.
It depends on the question. I will answer a lot of things. It's whether or not you can handle the truth is if I will tell you. So I'm getting a feel as to where we're at, because a lot of it requires a shit ton of backstory. And it's not just a simple yes or no. It is very, very complicated. Back in the day, they used to use torture a lot. That is not how they're doing MKUltra now. I mean, yes, they still use torture, but they use frequencies. They use what's called harmonics. That's the modern version of MKUltra. And they use it through technology.
May I ask you a question about that?
Mm-hmm.
When you say they're using harmonics, there have been some incidents that have made national news where people were attacked with what sounded like sonic-type weapons and things like that. Is that what we're talking about?
That is an element of it, yes.
Okay. Because I've heard about those. I don't know what exactly harmonics are. Could you maybe...
Harmonics is just what they're calling it, but essentially they're sending out frequency signals that have information. And if they can target your individual frequency, because everyone has their own unique frequency, they can attack you individually. You'll become a targeted individual if they have your specific frequency. Otherwise, they can target a group with a generic thing, but it doesn't have the same effect.
Okay, so I want to make sure that I'm following this, because you are doing a great job of explaining it, but I just want to make sure I got this. Mm-hmm. They use a frequency somehow. They send out the signal, mm-hmm. which is, if it's, say, it's my frequency, and this signal gets to me and it's directed to my frequency, they're able to control my actions through my brain chemistry and signals. Like they control...
Mm-hmm. They can control your heart rate, your breathing, your blinking, your movements, your thoughts, your memories. They can control everything. They can make you speak. They can make you not speak. They can shut off parts of your brain to no longer remember what you just did. Like they can put it behind amnesia walls. They can do anything they want. Your body and brain is a computer, and they can hack you.
Okay, so for what purposes would they? What reason would somebody want to hack my body? What would they get me to do, or make me do, or want me to do?
And that depends on why they targeted you. They can get you to do a lot of things. Some of it, like military, they use it, especially if they want you to go over and do some kind of like assassination work, and it's like black project stuff where they don't want you to remember it. They can do, if it's not in the military, oftentimes it's more related to what they want you to do for them, which can be pretty much anything. I mean, they've infiltrated our institutions. They've infiltrated our hospitals, our prisons, our schooling. Like they're everywhere. It just depends on what they want to control and how they can use you.
Well, so I get, you know, that they is a hard question to answer, but mm-hmm. what are there examples of what they were trying to accomplish? What, like, is it world domination? Is it financial? Is it power? What are the reasons? What are they trying
all
to
all the above, but the root of MKUltra goes all the way back to like Egyptian times and Atlantis times. Like this, they just changed the language. Like they used to call it, like they used to cast spells or whatnot. Now we call it hypnotize. You know, it's the same. Or they just changed the language. They just rewrap it into something new. But it's been around for thousands of years.
It seems to me like if what we're talking about now is the resonance and sending signals to people, that they're probably more advanced than spells from ancient Egypt. Like they have to have technology and things to do that, right?
They had all this shit back then too. Okay. That's a deception to think that they didn't have any kind of technology back then.
Okay, fair enough.
It will look different. It won't be like modern day technology with cell phones. It will be a different form of technology.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this question. Now, as far as when Cardiff asked what the goal was, you know, what can they control? What would they use this for? I mean, is how far along is this thing? For example, let's say there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a straight up fight somewhere between armies of two countries. Can you fire these resonant things at the entire army and make them all drop their guns? They've done that. Where did they do that?
I believe that was in Cuba. Wasn't that the Cuba thing during... wasn't that during JFK when they did that?
Are you saying that the ship that was carrying the weapons from Russia to Cuba that turned around and went back, you're saying that they used resonance to control the people on the ship and make them turn the boat around?
I don't know exactly where they used it. No, I can't say that is exactly how they used it or not.
Well, I'm just...
They've used it on battlefields all the time to stop you and put you in a petrified state. Some places they use it just to keep you out of like restricted areas. It's like, think of like such a really high pitch for a dog where they like start to freak out. Like it's a signal that kind of, I don't really know what it feels like, but it basically makes you run away from it.
Okay. Aunt the Knee says, no, the sound in Cuba 2 years ago. So you're talking about more recently or no? Or
I know they've done it multiple times. Okay. The one I initially was thinking of wasn't 2 years ago, but she might be thinking of another occurrence.
Okay, T.I. Joe says, look into the voice of God and the microwave auditory effect. They used it on Iraqis and impersonated Allah and had all the soldiers drop their weapons and surrender.
That's voice to skull.
Yeah, voice to skull technology. V2K, I think, is short for that.
So, like, those Bose sunglasses that you can put on your head and it resonates with your...
Yeah, I wouldn't use that shit.
Sorry, yeah. So there's a couple... chatter screaming for the link. Send me an email if you want to jump on and voice something on this. We've got the chat is hot, Denny. The chat
I've
is
noticed.
Hot.
I think there's a lot of great questions here. Grizzlehorn, great question, Vinny. Why don't you have the answers? Why would I, sir? Why would I have the answers to anything?
So if I'm understanding. MK Ultra, this isn't one thing. This isn't one organization. It's multiple things everywhere. It's technology.
It's
global. It's a strategy being used by multiple organizations, individuals, governments.
For multiple sets of goals.
Everyone. It's not like it's a New World Order kind of one.
Well, the ultimate goal is spiritual. They're trying to take your soul. But if I say that, you guys just think I'm fucking loony and it requires a whole more backstory. So,
well, we've had lots of conversations with people about demons and souls and spirits and stuff like that. I mean, we're open-minded to all of it. But hold on 1 second. Let me hit up a super chat. Jimmy's neglected mother.
Poor Jimmy.
Jimmy. $20. Your father and I were part of the MK Ultra back in our youth. We'd smoke a little grass and march in protest and listen to his speeches. I still tear up when I hear the I Have a Dream speech. No. Not Martin Luther King Ultra. You have please. That wrong, Jimmy's mom. That's...
Please educate your mother, Jimmy, please.
I will. Thanks for the money.
Can you call her for what? Can you call your mom, Jimmy?
Yes, she can stop super chatting the show. This is the only form of communication she has to you,
call
Jimmy.
The woman back, Jimmy, please.
But
so, back to reality.
The soul thing, got me. I think it was, I forgot who Rogan was talking to, and they were talking about AI and being able to, like the Neuralink, being able to, you know, upload yourself to the cloud so you can live forever if they can map your
transhumanism.
Thank you. Thank you. And they said all this is based on a fear of death and the unknown and what happens. And then the thought was, well, what if it is the devil trying to, I'm going back to our Christmas show, guys. Remember Santa versus the devil? What if the devil is trying to convince you that there's nothing after life so that he scares you into uploading yourself and then he really does have you? Like, that's the ultimate goal.
That's closer to the truth than the first one you said.
All right. So maybe that's where where we're leading to.
The transhumanism eugenic side of things, it's the left-hand path.
That is magic, yes.
That is related to the cabal. It's related to black magic. It's related to Pingala. It's related to Cain. It's the left-hand
path.
Freemasonry's Illuminati. But then you have the right-hand path who goes the other way. So the left-hand path is all ego. It's I am God, and I can become God by, you know, creating life. We're going to make everything. We're going to engineer everything. You're going to have fucking fake-ass food. You're going to have nothing but computers running it. You're going to have alien gods come in, and it's all AI, technology, transhumanism, fake shit, engineered shit, ego, I am God, left-hand path. Pingala.
Okay.
And you've got the right-hand path, which is we are all one. We are all God, and thus we should just love each other and everything's altruistic and we don't fucking need money. We are God and we're of the Ida. So you've got the masculine versus the feminine and they're all peace, love, utopian, which really looks like socialism. They're going up the lane of, that's the right hand path. That's the white magic. They're the white hats. They go up the line of Abel. They are... That's the false light Luciferian versus the actual dark Luciferian. You have to go up the center path of the Sushumna line to reach Christos. Otherwise, you're up the tree of good and evil rather than the tree of life.
Mind fucked. I understand your name now.
Actually, Depth Psychology. It's my YouTube channel. I talk about Carl Jung, Depth Psychology, how you go through the ego death, the hero's journey, and how you come out of it. Because a lot of people go through it and they get fucked over and don't know how to come out of it.
Mm. Well, that's a perfect segue because I do want to thank you for coming on tonight. You've been a wealth of information. We've got other guests backing up we want to get to, but what can we promote for you? What would you like our audience? Where can they find you?
They can find me at my channel, that at mindfuck479, where the U has a dot instead of a...
All right.
Could you, Jimmy, make sure you make a note of that? We're going to put a link to it in the show description. So hopefully some people can come check out what you're doing over there. Thank you for your time tonight. And you're welcome on anytime. If you have anything you want to say, hit us up.
All right. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Mindfuck 479. Thank you. Now, Cardiff, I'm going to assume you're responsible for the next person that's coming up here.
The last person, yes.
Got it. Okay, so our next guest has been waiting a little while. We're glad to bring them on. Meditating Narwhal. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. We can.
You're just fine.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I'm Vinny. This is my best bud, Cardiff, and that's Jimmy, who you spoke with to come on the show.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. We really appreciate you coming on to talk to us. Hopefully... Mm-hmm. Give us some information and tell us what you know about MK Ultra. We're fascinated by this right now.
Is this the first show you've done with a potato today?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
And ever.
Okay, good.
So I can't claim to know anything about MK Ultra. All I can do is tell you my experiences. Okay. And my experience has been that I am what they call a starseed. Or human alien hybrid. And so I was telepathically communicating to extraterrestrials for years. And that's pretty much how it began. my extraterrestrial guide used to tell me telepathically things like, you're being followed by different types of groups of people, you know, like Men in Black or like CIA or whatever. Some of them were apparently good, others he was warning me about. And then,
may I ask a question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay. You put out a lot right there. So I just want to
know it's a lot. Yeah. And it's just gonna get weirder.
That's fine. I mean, we're all ears. We love to hear what is happening out there. So you have an alien, an extraterrestrial guide that was telepathically communicating with you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And your extraterrestrial guide is a male. Do you know what planet or world or realm or dimension this guide is from?
So he's part of the Galactic Federation and on the High Council, and he would be more related to what they call Sirian.
Okay.
And his appearance is basically human. They're very tall, and to me, he looks like an indigenous man.
Interesting.
You know, like brown-skinned.
Well, I've heard people talk about the tall whites before.
I've met all of them, and I've talked to all of them too. But he's my main guide.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do we know his name? Are we allowed to talk about his name?
Sure. I nicknamed him Kyokuta. That's not his real name. I'm pretty sure he told me his real name's Sam, which is actually when I was researching different types of Christianity, like what do you call it, the Gnosticism. There's the Demiurge name is Sam, and he's exactly the same being as the Christian god as well, or the same as Raven in Native culture, just different names for the same being, basically.
Okay, so if someone says, I spoke with God, they're talking to Sam? If they're not making it up.
Pretty much. He's basically just an extraterrestrial scientist.
Why? He has a lot of time on his hands if he's talking to that many people, right?
Yeah, I guess. Or just very advanced.
Advanced is probably how you would have to do that, right? You'd have to be pretty slick.
I got to go back to a similar question I asked Mindfucked. Why? Why does Sam, what's Sam's goal? Why does he want to guide you?
Me or everyone?
Let's start with you. I don't know if I can handle everyone just yet, but just you.
Well, for me, it's because I am, as I said, a starseed. I'm here for a specific mission. For everyone, it's because the Galactic Federation is looking over humanity, and there's been a huge intervention, like mass intervention.
Okay.
What does that mean?
An intervention as to stop humanity from doing something or to change humanity's trajectory? Is that what you're saying?
This is going to sound weird, but essentially what they've told me is that there was a huge disaster. Basically, everyone died, and so humanity had to be uploaded into a simulation program, like a quantum computing program.
So we are in the Matrix.
Yes, essentially. But it's not like a computer game, per se. It's more like time travel, like quantum jumping. I'm not sure. I can't really explain it as well as he can.
I believe you leap quantums.
But it's almost like if there was a previous reality and there was a replicated copy of that kind of merged together.
Okay.
They made a backup.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, I have a big question then. You have handed us a lot of information, and you know Sam.
Yes.
Okay. Why do we exist?
I was going to ask if he could send people to carlsoncomedy.com to sell tickets for March 9th, but let's do your question.
Would you ask him that too?
Yeah.
Could you please?
Why do we exist? I mean, people existed before the simulation, you know, like there was life before that and life beyond that. So it's not like everything is just an extraterrestrial intervention. It was just a small part of what is. Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, so are you saying you're only
still beyond that?
Are you saying you're only communicating with Sam in this backup, like on this hard drive somewhere?
We're all in the backup. No, we're all in the hard drive.
I'm just saying that existence goes beyond the simulation as well. To try to explain that consciousness here, it's not the same thing as like the soul. I'm sorry, it's a little confusing.
Okay, so I guess my question is this. Our last guest was talking about how this whole thing goes back, this MK Ultra program goes all the way back to ancient Egypt, and there's magic involved for people's souls. Do you believe that there is a battle for souls happening here somewhere, or do you have two separate kind of thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I remember personally, I have memories of ancient times. I know that sounds weird, but is it okay if I just share the rest of my experience?
Sure.
It might make more sense to you.
Okay. Sure.
So after I was communicating to my extraterrestrial guide, he started to tell me that he was capable of controlling others to interact with me. And of course, I was skeptical and was like, okay, prove it, right? So then he would do things like, okay, in 2 seconds, you'll hear a knock on the door and it will be me in another man's body. And sure enough, then I'd hear knock, 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 and I'd open the door and it would be some random person that I'd never seen before. And anyways, things like that just kept happening on a regular basis until this one day I met my best friend that way by telepathically communicating, saying, meet me at this specific location. And he said, sure, I'll meet you there in a different body. And I basically befriended that guy for years. And then years later, he finally told me that he was an undercover agent. And he disclosed a lot of things that like kind of blew my mind. He started saying he was working for my extraterrestrial guide, and he knew all this extraterrestrial related information that they told me that it would have been impossible for him to know. Plus, he started reading my mind, and I could actually physically prove this because, I mean, it was happening, like I think thought, and then he just answer me or even repeat it. And
did he by any chance send you a ring light?
A what?
A ring light.
A ring light?
No, it's a reference to something else. Please continue.
Oh, okay. So then after that experience, I started getting contacted by a lot of more individuals, some that were claiming to be Freemasons, some that were ex-military, some that were apparently CIA or NSA. And a lot of the Freemasons claimed...
Yeah, what did they want? What did they want, like a donation?
No, it was all involved with Project Bluebeam. All they ever wanted was to convince me that my extraterrestrial guide was evil. And it became such a pattern that I was just like, uh-huh, I'm on to you. And this was happening to me long before Stephen Greer started talking about this stuff. And... yeah, that's all they ever wanted. I never felt in any danger. I had some pretty decent conversations with them. They told me a lot of top secret information, shared all their spiritual beliefs, and disclosed a lot of things they probably shouldn't have. And
sorry, is this telepathically, or you're actually sitting down having a conversation?
Actually sitting down having conversations with these people.
Can you
people.
Describe what the person looked like? Like the one guy that you were friends with, what did he look like? How old of a person was it?
what does he look like? What does that matter? I mean, he's like an ordinary person. He's got dark brown hair. You can even see him on my YouTube channel.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
What's your YouTube channel?
Under Sabrina Sun God.
Okay. Jimmy Maker.
At Sabrina Sun God?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has no recollection of a lot of the things he said, and that's not the first time I've experienced people having their memories erased, especially dealing with these guys that have claimed to be agents or part of the secret space programs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very weird, but I've experienced a lot of them also going crazy. And like, obviously this is a sensitive subject. Like, anybody could probably turn around and be like, Sabrina, you're crazy. That's my name, by the way. And yet I was able to watch them deteriorate. And this was along the time they started complaining about being targeted individuals, saying, you know, the military was attacking them or like beaming things into their minds. And along the same time, I started witnessing them being controlled by my extraterrestrial guide. They started being controlled by some not so good characters. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like it was like the military was also learning how to do that.
Okay.
They also had that advanced tech. And they even told me that. Like, there was Freemasons and CIA agents that I talked to that said, we have body switching technology and all these abilities, and like, they're trained to have advanced psi abilities and all types of technologies to control people, clone people, and they're going around killing people. Like, they literally admitted to me those things.
Why were they killing people? What was the purpose of that?
Like, the guys I was talking to had some vigilante attitude going on. Like, they were sort of like the QAnon agent guy. They had some belief that the Galactic Federation wasn't doing enough, so they had to take matters into their own hands to get rid of bad people, rapists, bad celebrities, stuff like that.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, some people might side with them, but I would just
say, wait a second. When you say bad celebrities, you're saying that these people killed celebrities for
what they're claiming, yeah.
Which celebrities did they kill? Was it Matthew Perry? Oh,
I don't know. Like, it was like a huge list of celebrities that they apparently killed and cloned.
And cloned?
Yes, cloned.
Yeah.
So can I go back, Sabrina?
Jim,
you said
Park.
You had a mission.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mission?
I'm here to help raise the collective consciousness, to help it ascend.
So how do you go about doing that? What do you do?
I've basically just been, you know, like a, like, sort of like a time traveler, you know, like merged into the consciousness to help raise the consciousness through experiencing the human condition, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I have a question from a viewer right now. Free to Game wants to know, is Britney Spears one of the failed clones?
I've seen that, and I don't actually know, but I would say it, like, probably. I can't remember, like, all the lists that they gave me.
Okay.
Well, but it was a long list.
Now, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and telling us a little bit about this. So what you're telling us is MKUltra exists, but it's not what we're talking about here. It is a completely different thing that is a technology that the government has, the Freemasons have, a bad branch of the government has, as well as Sam. We live in a simulation that is controlled by the Galactic Federation, because there was a world-ending extinction event, and we had to be, our consciousness had to be transferred to save humanity. And now this is the fight that's going on inside of that, for lack of a better term, hard drive of reality that we're all in. Did I get it?
Yeah, that's perfect.
You nailed it.
Can I ask you, the mural behind you, is that something you've painted?
Yeah.
Do you, are you a, generally an artist? Like, or do you get?
No, it's just something I kind of do for just in my free time.
Oh, okay. But do you, I guess where I was going, can you create things that you've been given, I guess, like images and anything like that? Like, are you, can you pass images through, like?
Oh, do you mean, can symbols? I like paint like images of my
that you've been shown
girl by... guides or something? Yes.
Yeah. Or things that they've shown you. Yeah. Or...
I've painted him many times. The thing is, like, what I see clairvoyantly, I'm not even sure that's what he really looks like. And they can shapeshift, right? So who knows?
Do you have any of the art that we can see, maybe something you could hold up or of him? Just maybe, that'd be cool.
I don't have any in this room, though.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I just thought I would ask. Now, Sabrina, I want to make sure that we plug your, you could follow Sabrina at Sabrina Sun God, and you could also find her YouTube channel at Sabrina Sun God as well. So I really, truly appreciate your time tonight. Thank you for joining us. We'll make sure to put a link on this. So if anybody wants to check out her channel, you'll be able to go do that. So same invite as always. If you want to come talk to us again, we'd love to have you. And thank you for everything that you're doing to help us ascend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Sabrina.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, Sabrina. I'm sorry.
That was Jimmy.
Didn't mean to do that. That was my fault. Jimmy, why did you cut off Sabrina, Jimmy?
My hand's up here.
God damn it.
How dare you, Jimmy?
Jimmy, you garbage person.
So I behaved.
All right. It looks like our next guest is toking up something. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Just in time.
Hello, some guy. How are you?
Same as ever.
Okay. So you were screaming in
the
chat.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, slightly. It's coming in bits and pieces. Okay, well, but if you can hear me clearly, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So you were in the chat. You sound like you had some things to say. I think we came off topic a little bit, off straight MK Ultra, and you were.
No, I think we got to the truth, Cardiff. We got to the truth.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But what did you want to say, some guy?
It's strange. The last time I came out about this, there was a event that happened in the town near me where the person who was implicated in the crime was driving the exact same car that I owned and looked kind of like me, but they caught the guy and it sounded like he was pretty drugged out when he shot up a Walmart.
Are you saying he was a clone of you?
No, but if you look into a lot of the people who perpetrated the crimes have some kind of connection to politicians who may, or maybe just activists that may have been speaking out against the regime in power. And the first guest you had on, she was talking about how they're using tones and frequencies to control people's minds. Well, in the last 35 years, there's been a technology that came out where they can map your brain resonance, the frequency and resonance that your brain is active at while you're on certain substances or going through certain events. And it's called binaural beats. Binaural beats. Binaural, like neural, like your brain, beats. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with you having the specific frequency that is happening when you do something, let's say it's a drug like morphine, well, your brain is set to a certain frequency or resonance, and then you can replicate that, in which you'll feel the same effects of the drug or whatever it is. Let's say you're astral projecting or having a lucid dream or just trying to go to sleep. But you can actually have these feelings replicated in your mind. And a lot of these people who go through these mass violence events will say that they have no recollection of the situation that happened right before they got arrested. So
even going back,
there's a lot of thought. Well, yeah, absolutely. The MK Ultra project is like the granddaddy of this all. So let's say you are some kind of politician or government figure that somebody doesn't really like you, and you have the ability to just pull the trigger on brainwashing someone, or brainwashing someone who looks close enough to the person you are, to go and cause this horrible event, and then they have no recollection, or you have no recollection of it, because you would never have done that in your life beforehand. But all of a sudden, who knows, sudden person goes crazy and they do something. And it's the same if you believe in any kind of like media propagation of the MK Ultra project, the Bourne Identity is probably the best like cinematic version of it. But imagine Bourne Identity and you don't know that you were Jason. You don't have any kind of objective. There's nothing going on. All of a sudden, you just get clicked on to be activated for whatever it is that you got abducted for before you knew what was happening.
And you wouldn't even know what you were
There's no way that so many people... You wouldn't know what you were doing. You wouldn't even be able to control yourself or know what happened afterwards, because you just wake up in a fugue state as though you were gone.
Okay. I have a question from a listener. This is actually a good question.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
I have a question from one of our listeners. Dina Marie 84 says, do you think Daryl Brooks is a victim of MK Ultra like things? Do you know who Daryl Brooks was? Darrell Brooks, he's the guy in Milwaukee.
No, I do not.
He drove through a crowd of people at a parade and then had no record because he didn't do it, even though it's
that was the upstate New York guy, was that?
That was in Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't hear about that guy, but I could believe it. I could believe it in any of these situations where somebody does something and it's such a like obscene act for the person that they are, that they can't explain it, or that there's no explanation for it from their history. And so many of these people die during the situation that there's never going to be an explanation. There's never going to be like, oh, well, question the person and figure out what happened, because there's just, in a lot of these situations, they catch the people and they don't really know what's going on. They catch the people and they're not resisting arrest. They're not doing anything. And in a lot of the other situations, most of the other situations, the person commits suicide or is killed by the fucking police. There's no way that you go through this and you're saying, okay, not you personally, but one goes through this and you're saying, all right, after this happened for the 15th time, I'm gonna believe that this person that had connections to all these political people or people in power that disapproved or opposed something, did something. The guy who shot up the Aurora movie theater, the Batman shooter, his dad was a senator. And before this, the guy's dad was going to push forward some like pro-marijuana legislation way before Colorado went pro-legal. And afterwards, the guy's kid shot up a movie theater. That's fucking crazy. So many of these things where you look at just like, let's take a step or two away from the situation that happened and who these people are and connected to. You look at it and you're like, well, this person, why would this person's kid ever do this thing? Why would this person ever do this thing? You look at it and you think to yourself, there's not a logical series of events that adds up to that thing.
I got you. Hold on one second. Jimmy, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, don't they usually try and tie in SSRIs into that? You know, antidepressants, they say that that is supposed to help, you know, get into these people's brains.
Well, the antidepressants and everything for that type of adding into it, a lot of the people that go through some kind of very traumatic mental event, the first thing they get prescribed is some kind of an antidepressant so that they're not going to focus too much on the bad or the good. It's just to level you out and to keep you focused on the righteous path that is being an American citizen and a productive member of society. Doesn't make a difference what happens afterwards. Why do you think they don't care if there's like suicide or thoughts of suicide or thoughts of harming yourself as a side effect for antidepressants? If you're going to be worried about somebody doing something harmful, you wouldn't give them any kind of a drug that's going to maybe cause them to commit some kind of crime against themselves or somebody else if they stop taking their drugs. Now, if you got some people that are in like a complete mind control situation and they are going to either freak out one day because they heard their control phrase or because their brain breaks, you're going to give them some kind of a mood leveling drug so that they don't freak out and start going crazy as soon as they are encountered with a situation they don't want to deal with anymore.
Okay, some guy, I have a question for you. Simple question. You don't have to tell us everything, but I'd just like to know, how do you know all of this?
I had relations with somebody who was a civilian contractor for the Department of Defense.
Okay.
So are there organizations other than government and military using this type of mind control, or is this, from your perspective, this is just a government program?
Allegedly, the process starts with research grants going to defense contractors trying to figure out a way to make this untraceable towards anybody in society. So that if somebody does this shit, no matter where it is, a school shooting, a mass shooting, somebody who commits suicide after they like try to rob a bank or blows their custody bombing, whatever. It doesn't make a difference what any of these situations are. There's a lot of fucking people out there that try to either involve themselves and push people towards doing something or just try to make it a non-involvement situation where they're going to distance themselves from any kind of contact from this person or group that
they want no link, obviously, because if there was a link, then.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you. So
and there's okay. There's just
can
such,
I ask you another question?
There's sorry, so many. Of course.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're giving me a lot of information, and I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page because we're all trying to follow everything you're saying, and you're making a very clear case. So I guess my question for you is, you're saying that this ability that this whatever this machine is or technology is taking people for political reasons, kind of, and having them do heinous, terrible things that they have no recollection or control over, and leading up to this person being eliminated by the police or disappearing into an asylum or disappearing into prison, and their story never being told, as well as the technology being so good. The government spent a lot of time and money getting independent contractors to help make sure that there's no fingerprints on any of it. So my question is this. Do you think the reason why they would send these people in to do these terrible, terrible things in the schools is to push an agenda? Is that what you think that this is about?
I don't think all of the mass shootings and the school violence is to do with the attempt to control the information that goes out to the citizens of our country or any country, or even the like groups that are trying to control this country. I think that has become an epidemic so much as like AIDS in the 80s, where you don't know what's going to happen to set somebody off who owns a handgun. You don't know what's going to happen if like this person who is mentally deranged is going to go out there and shoot up a mall or the preschool, whatever. But I think a lot of the people that have these thoughts and a lot of the people that do these things around the world that you can't, there's no explanation for. There's just, it happens around the world all the time. It's not an American thing where it's an American thing that where like a school shooting happens, but it's not an American thing where someone just goes and kills someone for no reason. It is the American program of trying to brainwash people into having an objective that they don't know about until they are activated. And this has been something that's been going on since before World War II. And now we're just doing it with random civilians. And random civilians are breaking.
One of the posts I saw was, some of these mass tragedies, the big shootings, the 9/11, all these events are just designed to keep everyone in fear. But again, just like the SSRIs that make you more numb, more open to receiving the signals. Is that something you've heard? Like keeping everyone scared helps this process work.
Cardiff, you froze. I just heard process was the last thing I heard.
Okay. Yeah, I wish you had better internet. We would have a better conversation.
Have one more question. Your internet's pretty bad, but I'm going to ask you one more question. Just because we've had two other guests on tonight, I don't know if you were watching. I know you were in the backstage. Do you believe that this is an alien technology? Is this an alien technology?
No, unless it's so old that we don't know about it. This last guest was talking about the fear of a prison planet where lizards are in control of society and they live on the moon and they collect our souls after we die and they harvest our negative energy. And I've heard of this conspiracy before, but no, I don't think, unless like this is something that is so far beyond our recognition, we couldn't even understand what the end goal is. No. Why would fucking aliens give a shit about the fuck we kill or the like process of government in a society?
Okay, so you believe that this is purely government program, government, it's a power move by the government, is your opinion, yeah?
My opinion is that whoever is in control of these programs is the group that is perpetrating a lot of the mass violence, and MK Ultra is the program that was started at a certain point in time in our government. And if you want to like label it mind control or brainwashing, that is something that a lot of societies around the world have tried to do for as long as they have existed. So it's not something that's new for America and this program called MKUltra, but I don't think that the lizard people who control our government would even need to really try to brainwash people into doing this. I think there's enough idiots out there that if all of a sudden someone ripped off their human mask and said, I'm a lizard person and I control Santa Clarita County, do what I say, there would be a lot of idiots out there that are just like, I believe in the lizard people. All hail the lizard people. We don't need to be told what to do. They are in control of us and they give us the flies to eat. I mean, the chance of aliens trying to do something to control humans and it being a low-level government program of mind-controlling individuals, whether they be military or civilian, would be so far beyond the thing. It's just, it's chaos. It would be chaos for somebody who is looking at us from an outside perspective. You're looking at the world from beyond the stars, and you're like, well, let's make them fight each other.
That's not a bad point, but I'm going to let you go tonight because your internet really is kind of rough. Is there anything that you like to promote, a YouTube channel, or anything that you want everybody to check out?
Yes, there is. Check out the Creep Off podcast on YouTube every Monday and vote for Vinny.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Carl. No, he didn't say Carl. He said vote for Vinny. Thank you, some guy. Appreciate you. Wow. Was that Tim Dransky? Did we just get Tim Dransky?
All I have to say is top that, Tukey.
Cardiff, you just earned our respect and love back by not talking during that. Yes. Folks, what a wild ride we've been on tonight.
I do look forward to speaking to some of those folks again. That's for sure. And we do need to catch up on super chats, but
yes,
Jimmy's neglected mother. Run. Vinny, when you wave your hand to focus the camera, I like to pretend you're waving at me and I wave back. It's nice to have company, even if it's pretend. Jimmy, go and see your poor mother.
Jimmy's mother, I want you to know that is me waving at you. Hello, Jimmy's mom. That's our little signal, because I care about you. I like that bastard male prostitute you raised.
Nope.
The James Bay of Potatoes. Thanks, James Gardner.
Ordo Monstrum, thank you for the 19. Ray DeVito is killing the clones.
I hope that MK Ultra is real because that would explain Ray DeVito.
It would have to. It's the only way to explain Ray DeVito. Say no more. Thanks to the Canadian $2 for Jimmy. I'm all out of bubble gum. They live. Yes, Jimmy's chat. Jimmy's in the chat the entire show talking about 80s movies while we're trying to solve the world's problems here on subreddit surfing.
I'm chatting all over the place tonight, boys.
Yeah. Umlaut. Canadian $5. Everybody go to @CaptainAlex258 on YouTube. Give him a subscribe. He has spina bifida, and these guys have promised to get him 1,000 subscribers. So I think that's the story.
All right. Well,
CaptainAlex258. Go subscribe.
Sounds pretty good to me. Guys, are we going to hit anything else? Or are we good for tonight? Because my brain hurts.
I don't know where else we could go. Honestly, I think.
There's one more video, I think. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that a recent post on MK Ultra.
Yeah,
I think it was AI related, correct?
Yep. And that's what I said when I started going down into this subject. It just goes so many, like, aliens is aliens, you know. But this is, it just goes down so many different rabbit holes, and like I said, the government has given up enough information to make you at least have to say, is it? Is something going on? Because they've fucked around. They're, you know, with the like I said, the initial program was that we knew of was, you know, giving people LSD and different drugs and torture to get them to do what they want or give them information. So let's check this out.
So we talked a lot tonight about
wave at Jimmy's mom.
Hi Jimmy's mom. Hi, sweetie. Hi, dear. Your son's a bastard. Artificial intelligence study decodes brain activity into dialogue. Now, we talked a lot about the brain beats, neurological brain beats, them figuring out people's frequencies and whatnot in order to control, which is, I've seen a lot of movies. It seems pretty. Hi, Jim. Hi, Jimmy's the Latin mother. Hi, honey. Jimmy will come visit this weekend, I promise. If he doesn't, I won't pay him. That's when Jimmy's neglected mother calls me and says Jimmy's over here visiting, then I'll Venmo you, Jib.
No, you should send the money to Jimmy's mother so he has to go there to collect it.
Oh, he'll take everything she has. He'll shake her again until she hands it over. Very violent.
Not true. But
I know. He doesn't bother with her. This is kind of interesting. And when I watched this, I was immediately completely freaked out and terrified of AI again.
All right, get ready, because tonight's
why the Taylor Swift pictures is
mind bending, or actually mind reading, because it's looking a lot more like AI is capable of reading our thoughts. And we're not just talking about it predicting what kind of TikTok we want to see next or what kind of products we might buy. This next breakthrough
fucking NBC is a lot people deeper,
all the way down to the very tissue of our brains, where researchers have used AI to translate brain scans into text. Now, for the study, scientists at UT Austin created a 3D view of a person's brain while they listened, watched, or imagined a story. And see, we've got it for you right there. That pink stuff, all that pink stuff means above average brain activity, and the blue spots have below average brain activity. And to us, we see that we're like, okay, brain. That part's activated, that part's not. But researchers say the AI was able to read the brain waves and translate all of that that you're seeing right there into English and turn it into what looks like inner dialogue.
What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Subreddit Surfing. Sleep well.
Oh, fuck.
Sleep well. Wild Bill got us all, everybody. Wild Bill, this fucking guy, Wild Bill Donovan, whatever his name is, the government gave him all the money, and here we are now. Or it was the aliens, or it was the ancient Egyptians. I don't know. I don't think I could handle it.
I don't want to.
That's where we are.
We're doomed. We're either doomed or we're saved. I don't know. I
doomed.
Either way.
Doomed.
I need you, Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Whatever basement you're in, I need you to take the time and stop trolling everybody else.
Okay.
And I need you to crack this technology. Okay?
If I put half the energy I did into doing all this shit. And just into that, Vinny, I think I could solve all the world's problems. But then who would fuck with Stuttering John?
Well, what we can do is eventually, after we get everybody to buy out and sell out our show on March 9th, CarlsonComedy.com, then you could use it for when John's doing his show to make him apologize to everybody.
But what if I make it and then I accidentally let it get into John's hands? And then he really does become the puppet master. Can you imagine if the world was run by Stuttering John?
Oh my God.
I mean, if the world was copied, right? And then put into this simulation, if that's correct, okay? Why the fuck did they copy him over? Couldn't we just leave some of the shit?
Yeah.
Couldn't we just not copy over everything?
That's like when you get a new phone. And you're moving your stuff over. It's like, let me clean up my photos a bit before I transfer all this stuff over. Like, let me start with just what I really need. Is that what you're saying? We should have deleted the Stuttering John before we copied this?
Yes.
Yeah, why not save on hard drive space?
I would have deleted the Leno Years of the Tonight Show while we were fucking at it. But that's just me, guys. That's just me. I'm a Letterman guy. Folks, thank you for watching Subreddit Surfing. American Cupcake gifted 5 Cardiff Electric memberships.
Thank you, American Cupcake.
Well, listen, all of us, do me a favor. Make sure you go over to Subreddit Surfing, to the YouTube channel, and hit it. Give us a like on this video. Subscribe. And if you want to be a member and support the show, I promise you, Jimmy will be better to his mother.
He will. And you can even go to subredditsurfing.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to pay us, people. We make it so easy for you to give us your hard-earned money. Don't make us resort to mind control. You know why Carl makes me do the at the end of the show? That's the frequency to make you pay. Look, it's working already.
My brain. Jesus Christ. What? Don't do that anymore. I don't like that.
American Cupcake became a member. Thank you, American Cupcake. And Say No More gifted one Cardiff Electric membership. Thank you.
All right, folks. That is the end of tonight's show. Thank you for tuning in. But before we get out of here, we got to say thank you to all of our big kahunas.
All the big kahunas. Bob K, Kinky Loco, JT, Eugene the Bichon Frise. Haven't you changed that name yet? Are we done with that? Jimmy the Lip, Steve M, Fred R, Hunter Duke, Hall & Oates, Jervis Tetch, Joni G, Fisker Whisker, Hamad N, David W, Aaron L, Joe, Ken A, Jabone Slocum, Jib Mob, Damien M, Gut, Joel, Joe Sposto, Josh R, Nick R, Cyber Organic, John K, Grampy's Champies, Dr. Steve, Mr. Wiggles, Rochi, Carly, Brinkomania, Dylan from Somewhere, Monty, Gregory K, Victor F, Tyler P, Pony Power 2, Good Hound, Stoneman 623, Derek K, Bjorn Cray, Stinky Italian Gang, Steve, Brian, and Kindy. And I think we had a couple new patrons.
I'm at the table.
We did have a couple new patrons.
Why is Mike talking to me?
Because my thing keeps popping up on Patreon and the video keeps playing. Oh. I'm trying to make sure I got everybody. Hold on, kids. We're going to make sure we acknowledge everyone. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I think we got a few newbies. Welcome to the team. Did I skip Charlie NYC? If I did, I'm sorry, Charlie NYC. It was possibly intentional. I'm an asshole sometimes.
All right. James Gartner. Give it up for James Gartner. Give it up for Coldplay. Cal Naughton Jr. Jim Pansy. Suede Gang. And Balism as well. So give it up for them. And Ray Guitard also. It's my dude.
You know, Vinny, I appreciate the Founding 10, but I'm starting to like the new guys a lot more.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to...
Try harder, everyone.
Yeah, sign up your kids, Founding 10, if you want to stay in my good graces.
So last thing we're going to do before we get out of here is just remind everybody...
Jerk off!
...to crank up the Foreigner, put on some Rochester... Whoa. And get your tickets to subredditsurfing.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you. Good night. Let's get the fuck out of here, Carter.
Aloha.
Sit, Eugene. Sit. Good dog.